idea.
Lovely. Thank you. Could you confirm your full name for me, please?
Andrew Martin Keaveney, 14th of the 2nd, 64.
And where were you born?
Cambridge.
Yeah. Have you lived in Cambridge all your life?
I had until recently, yeah. Until a few years ago, yeah.
Okay. Have you moved far away?
Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you worked at the depot? When did you come?
Since 1985, so 30 years.
And what job do you do now?
I'm a multi-skilled carpenter.
And is that what you did when you started?
No, I come on here as on the highways department, which was then here, which isn't here anymore. But that was just a stopgap because that was during like that recession where I lost my job somewhere else, got a job here, and it was only a stopgap. But as things progressed, I stayed.
And what do you remember about the first day at work? Who showed you the ropes? What did you get started doing?
I was taking the stores first to get me a pair of old steel toe cap boots, a pair of gloves, and I think that was about it. And then taking off, and actually I didn't go to the highways department, they put me in the blacksmith's department to help out, because they had a lot of work on at the time, to help out with their works, doing metal railings, street signs, stuff like that.
And who showed you how to do that? Is that something you'd done before?
Yeah, the guy in charge of the job then was John Swan. He's dead now, but he was in charge of the blacksmith shop. And I used to work with a guy called Alan Jackson and Newman. I can't think of his first name now. But there's a few different people I worked with on there.
Had you done any work like that before?
No.
So what sorts of things were you, as it were, being trained to do at the blacksmith?
Welding, cutting steel, making signs, etc. Putting signs up. But I actually paid for myself to go to night school and to do a course in fabrication welding. So I done that, and that helped me with my job. And just progressed from there, really.
And how long was it before you moved out of the blacksmiths? Did the blacksmiths go, or did you move?
No, the blacksmiths are still there.
Yeah.
The blacksmith shop was still there. But I moved over onto, what did I go from there? I went on to the highway section for a bit and done a bit of work there because that was sort of part of my trade. And then I retrained again. I went 3 years on a carpentering joinery course, retrained, and then went on fencing, worked on the fencing for a while. And then I went over onto the void section, all the empty properties and whatnot, worked on that. And that's where I've been working since about 1990 I started on the void section as such, and I've been on there ever since. But now they've just created another department as such called, where we're doing more commercial work in the council properties and that. So there's another team been set up to carry out that sort of work. But I'm doing the same sort of work. It's all multi-skilled, carpentry, plumbing, whatever.
So you do whatever needs doing in the houses.
Yeah, we do everything, yeah.
Yeah, can you give me a few examples? For people who don't know what void means,
void is an empty property. When it comes vacant, when the tenants, vacate the property, someone will go in to decide what work needs doing. We might put a new kitchen in, a new bathroom, that might be redecorated, new doors, plastering, blocking up old fireplaces and replastering, anything really.
And how many of you usually work on a house at one time?
House? Well, I work in the team with another guy, Will, and well, it's just us two work together, but then you'd have another trade, like electrician, come in to do their works, and then we'd do the majority of it. So we'd do probably 80% of the work in the property, and then you'd have a couple of other trades, well, one other trade with the electrician come in to do the electrical work.
And then does someone else come in to paint and decorate and finish, or do you
We sometimes do it, but we're trying to get away from that because we have painters here, so we'd rather them do it, and then we can get on with our work as such, So it's all to do with everything's time. The longer the properties are empty, the less revenue the council are earning on that property, sort of thing.
So going back to you in blacksmiths, and then you went to highways. What sorts of things were you doing on highways?
Anything tarmacking to laying slabs all around the town. A lot of the York slabs, in stone slabs, I should say, laying drains, sewers, manhole covers, anything really to do with the roads and paths.
Can you remember a particular area that you did in the city that you could tell me?
Yeah, we used to have to go around like Sydney Street and Market Square and everything. Before they pedestrianised it, they brought a scheme in where they tried to see if it would work, where they put ply timber out and clad it with ply, so to make the roads narrower, to see if it would work, just as an experiment to see if, you know, it could be sort of like made narrower for traffic and also for pedestrians. And that was sort of like the precursor to pedestrianising it, basically, and only having it with the road rising bollards and whatnot.
So how long ago was that?
That's quite a few years ago now. Because we used to have to go out on a Sunday. We used to work Sundays then to repair all the ply where the lorries had gone over them, of course, you know, and for unloading. Mm. And, jobs like that.
Yeah, really. So it was highways. And then back to now, and what sort? What does a... There probably isn't a typical day, but what does a typical day look like for you now?
Well, now?
You
never know. It can change. You think you've got the day planned and it can change in an instant, depending on, especially with the work we're doing now. I'm supposed to be doing a ceiling at Edgecombe Flats at the moment, me and my colleague. Mm-hmm. And we're about to pull off that to do another job because it's a rush job. And with us both going on holiday soon as well, that doesn't help. So we've got to get it done before we're away.
So do you get emergency calls?
No, we don't do emergencies anymore. We used to when we were on the voids, but now we're on this other team. We don't do it because the void team pick up all the emergencies. We used to, but now we, like I say, we're on this other team. We just concentrate on what we've got. But if we had a job come in last week, it was an emergency that someone had to make safe a floor, and we had to go there Monday and rip all the floor out because it was a suspended floor. And it was in danger of collapse, and the tenant would have disappeared down a hole, basically. So that was a rush job, and another one of these jobs. All of a sudden, you think you know where you're going, and then it can change.
And how does that happen? Do you get a call in? Do you get what?
Yeah. The tenant may ring it in, and then the housing officer or one of our surveyors will go out and look at it, and then they'll decide if it needs doing straight away, or whatever. But let's say. Can change very quickly.
Mm. And do you like that about it? Is that frustrating?
No, so it doesn't bother me. I mean, at the end of the day, work's work. I mean, it's nice to be able to plan your work, but every now and then something to happen. You know, it's not all the time, you know. It's just this week for some reason. So like I say, Monday we were doing the floor and a bit of yesterday, and then the rest we started this shower room, so... But that's all for temporary accommodation, so that's why we've got to get that one done a bit quicker as well, so they can move, you know, vulnerable tenants or, you know, into these properties. So,
So you deal face to face, because you do voids obviously, but you also deal face to face with tenants and.
Yeah, we do a bit more now. Yeah, but when I worked on the voids, you didn't, because it was empty property. Mm. All you'd see, you might get the prospective tenant come round. With the housing officer, but that's the only sort of contact really. But now and then, now the jobs we get now, we are coming across, you know, tenants and that. Mm. But it's all part and parcel of it.
And what about the kit and stuff? Do you have a vehicle? Do you have your own vehicle that you take home, as it were? Yeah. And what sort of equipment do you use? Just as an example, people who wouldn't know what's in your van, as it were.
Drills. Saws, of course, you know, circular saws, battery drills, you know, like I say, chop saw, anything really.
Yeah, you've got everything you need.
Basically. And anything we haven't got, we can always hire in.
Yeah.
You know, if it's just a one-off sort of type of job where you wouldn't use that tool normally, we can just hire it in.
And then do you come in here to the stores? Do you get stuff from stores?
We come in all the time for stores. We ring them up and they'll come out and deliver. And then also they'll come and clear our rubbish as well, which is handy, because sometimes we can create a lorry load of rubbish. So like Monday was an example where the amount of flooring we took up, that was it was easier to put it on the back of a lorry than it would be to bag it up and then put it in our vehicles and come back to here. And you know, it's just trying to save time, you know, as well. We need to be on the job, getting the job done, whereas the stores can pick it up, that saves us time and we can carry on, because Monday, that was a hard day's work Monday. Yeah, so.
And what about the site here? So you've been on site since you started with the blacksmiths,
yeah, yeah. 85, yeah.
And how has the site physically changed since you were here?
What things?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the blacksmith shop's gone, which used to be just out there with the dust carts sitting. Me pointing.
That's all right. Yeah, it's here, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's kind of down here.
That was basically that's where we are. Yeah.
Yep.
The blacksmith shop was here,
yep,
and that way next it used to be a lighting. Department,
yep.
The lighting. I suppose you heard all this anyway. There was like a platform here, like a raised platform where they used to keep all the slabs and everything.
Yes. Yeah.
There was a plant stores here. Over here, there used to be cleansing office there. There used to be an actual house there, such like a building, a bit like the gatehouse there. The canteen, the old canteen used to be here somewhere.
Yeah, so you were based over the blacksmiths over
here. Yeah.
And then you moved, where were you when you were on highways?
Highways were down here. Where was the gatehouse? Here. There used to be like a porter cabin type office here.
Yes, I've seen a photo of that.
And then there was a salt shed here for a little while.
Right.
About here, yeah.
And then where are you now?
We're in here, states and facilities.
Right.
That's
yeah.
Our office is there, but I'm not actually based in the yard. I'm not, you know, I haven't got actually an office or anything.
No,
we're mobile.
Yeah, you just come back to base. Mm. Yeah, excellent. And you said you started off and you took it on yourself to retrain initially.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you done more training? Well, how does that work in the council? Do they?
Yeah. They retrain me for the council joinery.
Mm-hmm.
They put me through a course there, like an apprenticeship. And.
You did that here, did you?
Well, yeah, I did it here. I went to, which was on the East Road then, that used to be the CCAT, yeah, the old Cambridge. And I done my training there. That's where I done my welding as well, same building. And just recently, about, was it 2 years ago, I done some more training on locksmith. I've done a locksmith course, so that's another bit that the council put me through. So, yeah.
Mm.
Got a few feathers to me, bow.
And what's it like kind of socially as a place to work? I mean, you said you don't spend a lot of time here.
Well, it's changed quite a lot socially because everything's geared up now more for we have to make a profit, we have to get the jobs done. I wouldn't say there's a social side to it anymore. I mean, we might socialise, but you know, there's a few of us play golf or something like that. I mean, but years ago, I think they used to have. They used to meet up at the. There used to be, on the where the county council are. There used to be a social club there. I don't know if it still is. I'm not sure. But they used to people used to go up there for nights out and sort of meet up, but socially now nothing. They used to organise Christmas parties, things like that. But that all died a death really. But yeah.
And what about the union? Does that unite people here? People.
Unions, nothing really here now. Not when it was years ago, what it was like years ago. I mean, that was a good thing about it, I don't know really. But,
yeah. And what was the other thing I was going to ask? Oh. Out of my head. Oh, I know, about characters and people you remember. I mean, you mentioned people when you started in the blacksmiths, but are there, looking back over the years, are there standout characters for any particular reasons? Things who people who really taught you something, people who were very difficult to work with, you know, any standout characters?
Oh, that incriminating.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, things like at Christmas time, when I was working in the blacksmith shop, we used to, on the last day, if it was Christmas Eve, or if it fell like on a Friday and Christmas Eve or Sunday, so the last day we'd always sort of, that'd be a bit of a given that by 12 o'clock, half 12, you'd better go home. And we used to have to wait because then the chief exec as such of the council was, I remember his first name, it was Creswell, he'd come around the yard and he'd come and sort of like thank everyone personally, shake your hand and that. But because we were in the blacksmith shop, you know, we were like the last building. He'd come round and then he'd be like, so we'd be the ones waiting till the end for him. And we'd be looking at the clock and then, hurry up, come on, I want to go home. Things like that, that's things like that, all I can remember really, but characters.
Is there anything else I haven't asked you about your work or about the site really. That you want to say?
I mean, it all changes. Mm. I mean,
what do you think will be lost when it goes? What will be lost to Cambridge and to this area when it goes?
To this area, I want nothing to this area because it's just more of a it's like a what I say an industrial site really, isn't it? It's not. Because a lot of the old buildings are gone now. I mean, I would imagine you've seen the photos of all the mill, the joinery shop, and then how it used, the stores used to be at the far end on, as you come in the gate. There's the gatehouse itself. It used to have a weighbridge in there, and you know, things like that, you know. We used to collect some money at the gate, just get it in a little brown envelope. The corner tap torn out so you could count your notes, check the change for the little window. And then they had to move out, I think, because I think they got robbed one day. And then they moved down this way, because there was another building over there, which would have been here. Here, there was a building here which was the client's office for a while. And like where the joiner shop was here, wasn't it? Joiner shop there, and long here. Well, the vac shed's still there, but then along here was all wooden sheds with all the timber all stacked in for the joinery and whatnot. But, yeah, that's it, because that's where we used to go. That was the stores, then we used to, that was wood mill, joiner shop, and then that used to be, what's that, offices for, like, carpenters and that, and there used to be a plumber's one there. And then that was the paint shop as well. Yep.
Yeah. Amazing. It's changed.
Yep. There's a lot changed.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it then. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yes, I just need to get, I'll turn this off.
No worries.
Just need to. Thank